truth first. Truth, security, and comfort. Sometimes the truth is mighty uncomfortable. If we have been living with a spouse for 20 years and believe we are both very happy in our marriage, and suddenly we get sued for divorce, it is shocking and hurtful. If we have believed since childhood that we are genetically descended from a great religious master and have a special place in heaven, and then we see genetic evidence that we have no relation to that master, it can turn our whole world upside down. If we have been taught by sincere, loving teachers since childhood that a certain event occurred in history, that the planets move in certain ways for certain reasons, that certain foods are good and even necessary for our survival, and then we see very credible evidence to the contrary, it calls into question everything else we were ever taught by anyone. Such experience is scary, discouraging, and can be overwhelming. Believing that one's opinions are true causes people to feel confident. Most people have an inordinate need to be right. Inordinate because the feeling of being right assumes more importance than the truth of the matter. People sometimes become extremely disturbed when their opinions or beliefs are challenged with facts. One research study showed that when presented with facts that contradicted a strongly held opinion, most people became more entrenched in their opinion instead of more open to truth. When people see or hear a truth they find unpleasant, they often deny it without reason. They simply refuse to consider it. They proceed as if it didn't exist. A Nobel Prize-winning scientist was once asked during a convention speech about a certain theoretical prediction, and he replied, "I don't believe in unicorns and I don't discuss them." The prediction was later shown by experiments to be correct and has since given rise to technology that is familiar today. Truth can be frightening and challenging. If one thinks information threatens one's livelihood, safety, reputation, or worldview, one is likely to either not see it or not take it in, no matter how intelligent or rational one is the rest of the time. In addition, most people have traumatic memories buried deeply in their subconscious. To avoid re-experiencing their fear and pain, people may lie, steal, beg, cheat, or drink. Only when a current pain is as great as the original one are most people willing to uncover a fearful traumatic memory. Fear also inhibits our ability to reason, remember, and connect the dots. Humans are easily controlled through fear. People are more strongly motivated by fear of loss than by attraction for something desirable. Intellectuals often mistakenly think they are above being manipulated, but salespeople and spies know better. Human beings are often more tribal than truthful. In previous eras, rejection by one's tribe was a death sentence, but not so today. However, people still tend to accept ideas of their own tribe or group as true and reject ideas or factual evidence from other sources. Independent thought and evaluation of facts is far less common than one would expect based on our level of technology and so-called intelligence. It is important that we be honest with ourselves first. Most of the time, we had an inkling, a gut feeling, that our spouse was unhappy, that the story about our ancestry was questionable, or that a food wasn't good for us. We had some evidence, a fleeting facial expression, a logical flaw, a pain after eating. We ignored our gut feelings and our evidence because we wanted to believe in our cozy fallacy, We wanted to feel comfortable, safe, and secure. We wanted things to stay the same. Change is inherently frightening and can be difficult. Some people find it easier to pretend that a fantasy is real, until reality hits them between the eyes and they have to work much harder and more quickly with more stress. In our insecure world where injury, illness, and death can arrive without warning, human beings have an innate psychological need for security, to feel safe, whether we actually are or not. To satisfy this mental need, we make up reasons and imagine we are secure, and then we believe it. People also have a need to believe that their decisions and whatever they have done in the past are right. It's painful to realize that one made foolish mistakes or caused harm unintentionally. Many people choose illusion rather than admit to being wrong. False security, though it be, belief in our security and being right satisfies a psychological need. It would be nice if we had all grown up being taught the great spiritual truths about life, death, and the nature of existence, for then we wouldn't fear. Until we become aware of these great truths, it actually serves the human mind to temporarily believe in some measure of false security. However, we can waste a lot of our time, energy, heart, and desiring by going down paths with a critical untruth in hand. In the end, it's not worth it. Instead of rushing headlong toward a fantasy and falling flat on a diverted path, we're better off taking time to make adjustments as soon as we realize they're needed and actually reach our goal. Truth can carry us across the troubled sea of life. Untruth never can. When truth dawns on us, it's like the sunrise. Darkness disappears. Ignorance disappears. Without truth, fear abounds. We're not sure which direction to go or how to proceed. When we see the truth of a situation, fear recedes, even if it doesn't disappear, because we can at least see our way and aim toward a real solution. When all be told, truth is more comfortable than fiction. Truth is more secure than fiction. Truth is safer than fiction. Truth doesn't have to make effort. It just shines like the sun in all its glory for all who are willing to see. Truth stands on its own. People can temporarily hide truth or hide from truth, but eventually it reveals itself. Truth alone triumphs.